أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد مننا على موسى وهارون ونجيناهما وقومهما من الكرب العظيم ونصرناهم فكانوا هم الغالبين وآتيناهما الكتاب المستبين وهديناهما الصراط المستقيم وتركنا عليهما في الآخرين سلام على موسى وهارون إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين ومن عبادنا المؤمنين صدق الله العظيم آيات الله سبحانه وتعالى discuss another two of the Nabis of Allah سبحانه وتعالى Hazrat Musa and Harun عليهم الصلاة والسلام Here again Allah سبحانه وتعالى speaks about them, the favors that Allah تبارك وتعالى bestowed upon them and their commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All has been done very, very briefly. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَى مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ Certainly, we had favored Hazrat Musa and Harun, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, favored them in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed nubuwat upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen them. And of course, Allah favored them with the fact that they had the privilege of inviting Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these were the various favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمَا وَقَوْمَهُمَا مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the bestowals, the things that Allah had bestowed upon them. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved them from. And Allah says, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمَا We had emancipated them, we had delivered them, وَقَوْمَهُمَا And also their qawm, the people, Bani Israel, مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ From a great karb. Karb means distress. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved them from this very great distress that they were in the clutches of Fir'aun, in the tyranny of Fir'aun. Fir'aun had enslaved Bani Israel and eventually it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had delivered them, emancipated them and saved them from all this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us here the favor that Allah Rabbul Izzat had warded away from them. وَنَصَرْنَاهُمْ فَكَانُوا هُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we assisted them and they became dominant, they became victorious. The assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all this is famous in the Quran, so we won't go through all the details. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to take the Bani Israel during the course of the night. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala split the waters for the Bani Israel. And obviously how Fir'aun had drowned. And all this has been the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the different ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon Hazrat Musa, Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam and the Bani Israel. More particularly to the two once again, Allah says, وَآتَيْنَاهُمَا الْكِتَابَ الْمُسْتَبِينَ That we had bestowed upon them, we had granted them, we gave them the very clear kitab, and that is the Torah. Now the Torah initially and originally was revealed to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam because by way of implementation, Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam was also involved in it, and in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored him that he had the honor of implementing the laws of the Torah. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to both of them as though both of them were given this very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that also leaves us with a very great lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this Quran, and it is hudallin nas, it is a means of hidayat for the whole of mankind. And Allah has privileged us also to deliver the message of the Qur'an al-Kareem, a responsibility, a duty, a privilege, which sometimes we shirk, and unfortunately we do not pay attention to. وَهَدَيْنَاهُمَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Another favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to the two, and we had guided the two of them to the sirat al-mustaqim, to the straight path. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah's guidance to Hazrat Musa and Harun alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And as a matter of fact, all the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam were guided from before وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah says, we had guided him from before the nubuwat already. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam hidayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides them, and hence before nubuwat and after nubuwat, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam are guarded and safeguarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from every major and minor sin. And this is a very, very basic belief that we should all have, what is termed as the ismat of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, that each Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sinless. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِمَا فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And then we left the two of them, Hazrat Musa and Harun alayhim salatu wassalam, for the people that had come later after them, we left them as a precedence. That if you look at the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, you look at the life of Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam, in every aspect, they had obeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one very important matter, perhaps that will be very useful for us, is in whatever difficulties they had with regards to the tyranny of Fir'aun, they had bared it and they had always turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Musa alayhi salatu wassalam always reminded the Bani Israel that if you persevere and endure fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the sovereignty of the earth, a promise that Allah Rabbul Izzat had fulfilled thereafter. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun, as peace be upon Hazrat Musa and Harun alayhim as-salatu wassalam, that whoever mentions the names of these two great Nabis, they will always remember them with greatness. They will always remember them as obedient servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. And this is how we had recompensed those who do good, that we will always keep the name always high on the surface of this earth. Innahuma min ibadina al-mu'minin. And certainly the two of them, Hazrat Musa and Harun alayhim as-salatu wassalam, were from our believing slaves, from our believing servants. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik.